Welcome to another episode of Comic Book Men. Nope, that's the wrong podcast. All Access Nerds. That's the one. This is All Access Nerds. Comic Book Men, that's a whole different thing. It's Kevin Smith. He'll do his, we got ours. So yes, this is All Access Nerds. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nick, and you're listening to another issue of All Access Nerds.
So please don't leave.
Not Comic Book Men.
Nope. We're better. We think we're better.
In our own mind, we're better.
Yes, yes. In our own mind, we're better. And that's all that matters. So, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ryan. How about yourself?
Doing good as well. Today's been awesome. It's the weekend. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's been great.
You had a Cinnabon earlier today.
I did, yeah. You picked me up. And, Cinnabon. Haven't had a warm, fresh Cinnabon in a very long time. So much sugar. But it's so good. I love it so much.
I had some of mine. And I couldn't eat all mine, but it was really good.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have any fresh ones. Like, we don't have a place that makes them fresh in Fort Wayne. So it's awesome that Marion does. It's really cool.
About the only good thing Marion has.
It's just the Cinnabon at the gas station.
By the freeway.
Yes, yes.
So. Go Cinnabon.
Yes. Today's episode, not sponsored by Cinnabon.
But they're good. Buyers. All right, so let's move on.
Yes. So we should just jump right into it.
I think we should.
Yeah, we'll keep this one shorter because we do have some good stuff to cover. But today, as we're recording this, San Diego Comic-Con is going on. And, well, San Diego. And going to have all kinds of stuff that's come out already. And more stuff will be coming out later today for news and stuff. And we're actually probably going to record another episode. So this one will be shorter. But stay tuned because there'll be another one uploaded shortly after this one with all kinds of great Comic-Con news updates. So,
at least that's the plan.
Yes, that's the plan.
Plus, we have to get to Muncie.
Yes.
Because the creators of the comic book Curse Words is going to be there in their van, which is painted and decorated like the Curse Word comic books.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there's a van inside that the main guy uses, and it's going to be like that, which is pretty cool.
So, I need to get to the comic shop in Muncie, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad because I do not know the artist's name, but the writer, Charles Soule, is going to be there. So I'm really excited because he's written a lot of stuff that I love, mainly with DC. Some Marvel stuff, but he's written the stuff that I love with DC. So hopefully he'll sign my books for free. If not, maybe I'll shovel out some cash. So we'll see.
Don't feel bad about knowing their names. That's why I just said the creators.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who the hell they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That happens. Sorry, guys. You're there. We love you. We love you and the content you put out. So comic book stuff.
Feel free to start.
Okay, I'll knock it out because I got a whole whopping one.
One?
One. Numero uno.
All right.
But yes, we have all kinds of other content, so stay tuned. But reviews-wise, Teen Titans number 9 gets off kind of a bit slow start, kind of these other books have with Teen Titans, unfortunately, but it definitely picks up near the middle of the book, at least in my opinion. And we see that Kid Flash, as you can see on the cover, so one of the rare times that the cover actually is relatively, you know, correct with what is inside. But you see on the cover, Kid Flash walking away from the team. But within the book, he more so quits. But on the cover, it's looking like Robin is yelling at him and saying, "You're fired." But really, Kid Flash, he's kind of stepping away from the team for a little bit. He's got a lot of other stuff he's handling while he's stepping away from the team. So we'll probably have him back in maybe an arc or two. But yeah, right now, they're just going to do without Wally West. Aqualad is kind of taking main focus right now. And with that, Aqualad brings his dad, Black Manta. He shows up a couple pages here and there, you know, doing his Black Manta thing. And, which is kind of cool, because I didn't know. I thought she was dead. I think in Young Justice, she actually is pronounced dead, at least. Or that's what we're made to believe, at least so far in the Young Justice show. She. Aqualad's mom actually makes an appearance. And it looks like she has powers as well, similar to Aqualad. So it makes sense why he has that power, and Black Manta has none. He's just an artifact kind of person. What do you call him? I don't know. Deep sea diver kind of person, pirate, something rather. I forgot his official title. But he essentially searches for lost treasure.
Ahoy, matey!
Yes, yeah. He searches for lost treasure and stuff and things, and now Aquaman's archenemy. So Aqualad's mom shows up. I forgot her name. It's something cool and stuff and Atlantean-like.
Oh, my gosh.
And, her mom's name's not the biggest part of the book, but she actually, I guess, is more protective over Aqualad, you know, versus Black Manta, where he's like, you know, if you get my way enough, I will kill you, that whole thing. And she actually, at the very last page, you see Black Manta and Aqualad's mom, so mom and dad fighting, like fist fight, like going to blows. So we'll see how issue 10 comes out here next month. We'll see what happens there with what did it say? It said not mom and dad fighting. It was what is that? Custody battle. That's what it said. It was next issue custody battle coming soon or something like that. I was like, what in the world? All right, you just hit it right on the nose. But yeah, so it was a good book overall. I liked it. Art was good, of course, and storytelling decent. You know, it could be better, but it's okay. Better than what I can do, at least. But yeah, that's all I got for reviews. I have some comic book news and stuff, of course. But what do you have this week?
Well, what I have, let's start off with Thor, issue number 21, where we dive into the Ultimate War Thor.
Okay, nice.
The Ultimate
nice.
Thor, as that's how they've entitled him, is the Ultimate Thor. Mm-hmm. And him and his hammer are looking for battles.
Really?
Craving war.
Okay.
This guy is bloodthirsty. For war. Not killing innocents. He wants to protect innocents. He has seen a lot, and the stuff that he's seen, like children getting killed and blood from the children, and he wants to avenge them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just looking to smash goblins, and he's just tearing through the nine realms looking for war.
And this is the new Thor, right?
Yeah, the new Thor.
The War Thor.
The War Thor, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So that was issue 21 of Thor, the Mighty Thor. We still have Jane Foster, who is holding the title of Thor, and has the hammer, but she is very, very, very sick.
Hmm.
The cancer is killing her.
Oh, wow.
And what happens is she'll go through chemo to retard the cancer, and then when she turns into Thor and goes back to Jane Foster, it erases all of her body that was getting cured for the cancer.
Oh, wow.
It resets it back to just cancer.
That's
cancer.
Rough.
Yeah. And so it's killing her each time she transforms. This time, Odin's son was holding her, and he's like, no, you can't go. And she goes, there's people needing me. I have to go.
Hmm.
And the hammer comes to her, and she just reaches out and touches it. Bam, turns into Thor, and off she goes.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like, according to the previews magazine, she's going to have a run-in with the Ultimate Thor, War Thor, and her. He kind of oversteps some boundaries, so that's coming.
Hmm.
And I think eventually we will see the end of Jane Foster as Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I enjoy it, I think that Odin's son will get his hammer back.
Okay, yeah. Hopefully it does. Bring things back to normal.
Yeah, we'll get to that. That's part of the comic book news that's coming up, too, is getting things back to normal.
Yes.
So Old Man Logan, as we talked about before, the Hulk's killed his family, and then he killed all the Hulks, so he thought. And I have this cover here, this book, Old Man Logan, issue number 26, where we see Hulk, who is also known as Maestro, because he's much older.
Mm.
You see the Wolverine laying at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he's knocked out or dead. In the comic book, this issue, they don't fight. They don't even see each other.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
But we talked about how the comic books are false advertising sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times.
But in this story, Logan is on the scent of the Hulks. He is after them. He's bloodthirsty, and they find him before he finds them, and they fill him full of bullets and run him over with a truck, and we'll see what happens in issue 27. So we got Darth Vader issue number 3. Darth Vader is in search of a lightsaber from a Jedi, which then he will make the blade red because of all the blood that will be shed. That's how that works. So he is on a planet fighting a Jedi, which stayed hidden when Order 66 was given.
Okay. Just unnamed Jedi?
Unnamed Jedi just brought in for this storyline.
Gotcha.
So after that, he'll have, hopefully he'll have his lightsaber.
Because he doesn't have one right now?
He has no lightsaber.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's going to fight a Jedi.
With a lightsaber.
With a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
As Darth Vader does not have one. Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he actually engage in battle?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did he use electricity, force, or?
Nope, not yet. He was throwing things with his mind.
Okay.
Using the force to push things.
Okay.
And, of course, it didn't end well for him. At the end of the issue, he's falling off a cliff into the river.
Darth Vader. Oh, wow. Okay. We'll see if he can swim.
And then in the real world, his suit would short out from the water, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so Amazing Spider-Man, issue number 30. Spider-Man is barely, to me, holding on with the thread with the series, which I will stop getting pretty soon.
Hmm.
I'm waiting for the story arc with the new Doc Ock to finish going through. Right now, they're into the Secret Empire storyline, story arc.
Mm-hmm.
And Doc Ock is in charge of a Hydra section.
Mm-hmm.
So he's wreaking havoc for Peter Parker. He's destroying Peter Parker's empire that he's built, his financial business empire. He's totally destroying that.
Hmm.
So we might see Parker go back to absolutely nothing. Part of the problem is Dr. Octavius wants the technology that he created when he was in Parker's body.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that created Parker Industries.
Yeah.
And made Peter Parker, Parker Industries, a household name. So he wants that technology back for his own use. And Spider-Man's like, nope. So after they battle, Parker leaves. Doc Ock brings his building down. The entire building of Parker Industries collapses it. And I think there was one place in Japan, and Parker's headed to Germany or someplace for another emergency.
Mm.
So Doc Ock is treating poorly. Action Comics 983. As you remember, Superman is blind because he was in the black negative zone.
Mm-hmm.
And his arch enemies have gathered to fight him. They were at the Fortress Solitude
mm-hmm.
when last we left our hero.
Yeah.
They had gathered. And then Superman had sent out a distress call to all of his hero buddies. Mm-hmm. All the super buddies, and they showed up. Well, of course, in this issue, 983, they start fighting.
Okay.
And it's a nice battle. Everybody pairs off, and they're fighting each other with their powers, that match. They can not overtake one another.
Yeah.
And that ensues. And then General Zod makes his way into the Fortress Solitude.
Oh.
He gets in there. He's looking for one device that'll open up a portal to the Phantom Zone.
Okay.
He has legions of soldiers that are trapped in there.
Oh, wow.
He wants to free them and, of course, make Earth the new
Krypton.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So that is his goal. So consequently, he opened it up, and guess what he did?
He got sucked in.
Nope. He threw Superman and his friends into the void.
Really?
Yes.
So they all got thrown into the Phantom Zone. Yeah. Wow.
Along with two of the villains.
Okay.
So I think it was Eradicator and I forget who the other was. They got thrown in there also.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it being like Superman, all his friends, their power is not working because Phantom Zone, so they have to rely on Eradicator and probably the other person, Cyborg, Superman, whoever it might be. But they have to rely on them and team up and yada, yada, yada. So, okay. It'd be interesting to see.
I mean, it's a good storyline. Like I said before, I would like to stop getting the Superman title
in
comics, but I'm still drawn to the book.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the artwork on this issue, 983.
Yeah.
The front cover, especially.
Cover looked great.
The cover was awesome. He had all the heroes, they're fighting. You got Wonder Woman. You got Supergirl at the bottom of the cover, and she's almost like she's screaming out, looking up, but she's not. She's got the lasers coming out of her eyes, heat vision.
Yep.
It's a pretty awesome cover. So
very cool.
Lastly, I have, almost lastly, there's a series out, Deadpool Kills Again.
Okay.
Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe Again.
Ah, okay.
So this time,
That old thing.
Yeah, that old thing. They're milking the hell out of Deadpool. And this one, Deadpool's brainwashed, and he's killing our heroes, but what he thinks he's doing is fighting bad guys.
Mm.
In his mind, he sees bad guys that he's fighting and killing.
Hmm.
So he's ended up killing the heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gone through all the spiders. He went through a couple of the gods. I mean, he's doing wonders.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. It's okay. It's not the best book in the world or books. It's a series of them. But it's okay for now. Lastly, Secret Empire number 6. Mm-hmm. Have you read that?
I have not. But if you want to talk about it, go for it.
I'm not going to talk too much about it.
Okay.
One of the big highlights is at the end of issue number 5, we had Captain America talking to Bruce Banner.
Yes.
But Bruce Banner was supposed to be dead.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how he came back to life. They do make reference. Captain America says, I know that you don't have much time here, but Captain America is talking to him, trying to explain that the heroes, his so-called friends, have done him wrong. They sent him off to a different planet, and they blasted him off Earth. They've always hounded him and chased him.
Mm-hmm.
They've always fought against him. They shot him in the head with an arrow.
Yeah.
So he's really painting a bad picture on Bruce Banner, on his friends. And Captain America tells Banner, he says, you want to get revenge. You need to get revenge. This is your time to do it. What he's wanting is the Hulk to smash into a bunker that they can't get into with the rest of the heroes,
mm-hmm.
the Resistance.
Yeah.
So he's trying to convince Banner that this is what he needs to do. And Banner realizes that this is wrong.
Yeah.
He's like, Cap, I don't know what's going on with you, but you can waste your time talking to me.
Nice.
And he says, I'm not going to do it. And Captain America looks at him and says, I wasn't talking to you. There's nobody else in the room.
Huh.
So he's appealing to the Hulk.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I want the Hulk. That's who I'm talking to. And Banner loses control and turns into the Hulk.
Just instantly. No other provocation.
Actually, they don't show it all.
Okay.
They show him start to turn, and then we're inside the hero's bunker.
Okay.
And the Hulk is busting through the top.
Okay. Now so, maybe like he slapped him around or something.
No. But it was just kind of cool. It was just the way it was written.
Yeah.
It was like, Banner's like, screw you, buddy. You're wasting time talking to me. And he's like, I'm not talking to you. talking to the Hulk. So that was a good, that was the highlight of that book, was the conversation with Banner and Captain America, and then the Hulk actually winning over Banner's persona.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure where it's going to lead. At the end of that issue, there was, well, I'll let you read it.
Stay tuned.
I will let you read it.
Okay.
So yeah, that is, that one. That's all I have for comic books.
Okay.
It's all new.
Comic book news. I see you have something written down. It probably relates to Marvel.
It does, yes.
Funny enough, I have something written down in relation to DC. So DC Comics, of course, San Diego Comic-Con, like I've mentioned before, is going on right now. And they've mentioned that 2018 is going to be a huge shift for them. They're coming out with a new line of books called Dark Matter. And it's going to be a more mature line, you know, not necessarily like nothing like X-rated or nothing like that.
Darn.
But just more so adult, you know, mature kind of rating, you know, above teen. So there's going to be new characters, and they made reference to that, you know, showing that there's going to be a diversity of characters within this new line without having to mess with their legacy characters. They mentioned Marvel a lot because I guess the two big heads, Jim Lee and Dan DiDio, I always mispronounce his name, but they were talking. They're like, you know, the comic book industry, it's not, you know, they're just like blatant as can be. And I guess it's super rare for them to be. But the comic book industry is not doing so hot right now. Like, even with all the stuff we're trying to do, you know, and how popular superheroes are, people aren't going to the comic books and then watching the movies. They're watching the movies and they're like, okay, so I'll check some of this out. And then, you know, a lot of times they have their comic books, like number ones, line up with the movies coming out with that. You know, sometimes they jump into that and they say that they don't want that to happen. They want to have their characters, their comic books, stand on their own and be inviting to new people. Because they talked about the whole variant cover thing. And they talked about how with this whole Dark Matter, you know, line of books, they're not going to do the whole, like, you know, 20-something variant covers because of the fact of, like, you know, a lot of times they mark those up in price due to rarity. And sometimes with collectors, you know, they seek after that. And for the casual reader, they come into the comic book shop like, you know what? I want to check out some Spider-Man books. I want to check out some Batman books and some Superman books or whatever. And they come in, they see $10 for this thing and then $20 for this one. And it's like, whoa, I'm not going to be spending this much every single week. And it gets confusing for them. It's not as inviting. So they've talked about, and they didn't give direct details, but they said that they're going to try a few different means. They're going to stick with the direct market, but they're going to also try different outlets. So I don't know exactly what that would be. From what I can tell, they like set, you know, the comic book shop owners, they set them at ease saying, like, essentially, we're not just going to go, like, go to Walmart and Target and, you know, have our books there. But I don't know exactly what they're going to be doing. Details will come out later, but I guess they're going to be doing some new stuff. So we'll see what comes out of that. And, you know, they talked about Doomsday Clock, and they mentioned that it's gonna be fun and exciting to see Lex Luthor and Ozymandias, the two smartest people in their respective universes, interact with each other. Because Ozymandias is essentially Lex Luthor within the Watchmen universe, and now that they're colliding or coming over, whoever is going to which universe, they're gonna be interacting. And as they confirm that, yeah, Dr. Manhattan is behind all of this whole thing. Like, you know, a lot of people are like, is it maybe possibly? Is it something else? Is somebody new? No, they're like, yeah, it's definitely Dr. Manhattan. And a lot of people are expecting that. So that's cool that they finally, like, hey, just to let you guys know, it is Dr. Manhattan. So, yeah, they were talking a little bit about that. But, yep, so that will be Doomsday Clock. It'll be coming out this November. So, yeah, that's the DC news that I have.
Wow.
Yeah. Got some more movies and TV stuff, but what do you have?
Well, let's switch over to Marvel Comics and the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
So, after the Secret Empire ends, there's going to be the Secret Empire Omega.
Okay.
Which is the aftermath of the Secret Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Followed on the heels of that is going to be a one-shot called Legacy Number One. And I'm going to read you what's in the Marvel Comics Preview magazine. Says, everything starts here. It began at the dawn of the human race and ends with a child's prayer. In between, empires fall, mysteries brew, secrets get revealed, quests are undertaken, and legends are forged, all leading up to the dramatic return you've been waiting for, and one you've been dreading. It says, one whose rays will touch, let me try this again. Jason Aaron, who does Mighty Thor, and Esid Ribic, who does Secret Wars, usher in a new dawn, one whose rays will touch every corner of the Marvel Universe in the days to come. So that's going to be kind of interesting. It looks like they're going to be bringing back some of the classic heroes that we knew as we knew them in the beginning, like the Rampaging Thor, the Rampaging Hulk, Thor, Odin's son, having his hammer back and being a hero like he's supposed to be. So expect some of that. But with that being said, there's also going to be what's called Generations. It's a 10-issue weekly series. And this will team up people like Sam Wilson, Captain America, and Steve Rogers, Captain America. They'll be in a book. You're going to have Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel. They're going to be in a storyline by themselves, which would be kind of nice because that's where she got her powers from.
Yeah.
We're going to have Iron Man and Ironheart together.
Okay.
There's also going to be a Incredible Hulk and a New Hulk. They're going to be in a book together. Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel. That'll be interesting. And the two Spider-Men, Miles Morales Spider-Man and Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Sweet.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know what they're going to do with this, but I'm told they're going to be bringing back some of the classic stories, the classic heroes.
Okay.
Also, as you can see here, Runaways is coming back.
Yes.
Issue number one should be coming back for that. Yeah. In a couple months.
So. Awesome. Does it have a release date on that?
It should be a couple months. Usually this previews magazine comes out 2 months before.
Okay. Awesome. You have to definitely pre-order that one because I'm super excited for that.
So it should be out here in August of this year.
Okay. So sweet. Next month.
And that is all I have for the comic books. It just looks like the Secret Wars Aftermath books is
Secret Empire.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the Secret Empire Aftermath.
There's going a lot of secrets.
Yeah, going through all the books.
Okay.
So there's a lot of mess to clean up. And Steve Rogers has some issues on redemption for what he's done. So even though he was not in his right mind, but he still has to deal with the outcome of what his actions were. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, because I wonder if they're going to get rid of the Cap Hydra. That is Steve Rogers, and just replace him with the confused Steve Rogers that's in the forest. So, yeah, we'll see what all happens. Yeah, looks like a reboot stuff, so hopefully this is the last one. there's a lot of them.
Because there's they came out with a Jean Grey comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's going to be a Phoenix and Jean Grey comic book coming out.
Okay.
Because if you see this cover here, this is pretty awesome. Jean Grey, issue number 7, it's a variant cover. Venomized Phoenix Force.
Oh, wow.
That is a pretty awesome cover.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Because there is a Venomverse
yeah.
crossover in books that is going on. So we'll talk about that another time.
Hmm.
But that is all I have currently for comic book news.
Okay, well, moving over to TV stuff. Game of Thrones is back.
Yay.
That's exciting. It was season 7, episode 1. And it was really good. I liked it a lot. Spoilers are plenty coming up. We see at the very beginning, what's her name? Little one, not Sansa Stark. The other one, Arya. Right? Yeah. She's doing her mercenary thing and pretending to be other people and killing people. She kills a bunch of people, and it was awesome to see. It was essentially the people behind the Red Wedding who killed. Again, a lot of people.
Her brother.
Yeah, her brother.
His pregnant wife is her mother.
Yeah. So she got back with them. She got back on them against them, and so she's still kicking butt and taking names. That's always good. Yeah, we see Jaime finally talking with Cersei and just kind of talking about Cersei's power hungry. She's finally queen, of 7 kingdoms. But yeah, Jaime was talking with her. He's like, "Oh, what 7 kingdoms? In the north like they 5. Have their king. In the east they have their people. In the west they don't want anything to deal with you. They're your enemies. So you have 1 kingdom, and they hate you as well. So she's like, "Well, we're gonna figure this out." And she's got something up her sleeve, of course. And then we see Daenerys finally make it overseas. So she's now in Westeros, and she's over at the, I forgot what they called it, but essentially, was it Dragonstone, maybe? I think that's what the place is called. And she's essentially where the Targaryens once lived. She's now back there, and they have a throne, and she's got the throne there. And yeah, it's really ramping up. It's been great, and I love it. Tomorrow will be the next episode, so we'll see what happens there.
Now, is this the last season, or is there one more season coming
out? We do get one more. We get a season 8, yep.
So they're there. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and we have lots of rumors about spinoffs and stuff, so we'll see what happens there. Hopefully something cool, hopefully something amazing, but nothing official yet. But yeah, so season 7's been good so far. Hopefully it stays being good, and I think it will. So I'll stay tuned, of course. Reviews-wise, that's the only thing I got reviews. But news, TV news stuff. I was watching watching the live blog of, instead of live streaming, because I found out the San Diego Comic-Con Hall H, which is the big hall where all the big stuff happens. They don't do any live streaming. I thought they had in the past, but it must have just been other Comic-Cons. Because this one, Hall H, never does streaming for, like, you know, YouTube live streams, nothing. So, but they do, you know, record it so that way at a later time you can watch it. But they had a live blog where somebody was just updating, you know, kind of minute by minute, second by second of what was going on, describing what was happening. So it kind of start off with John Bernthal, the guy who plays Frank Castle. He steps off. They start talking about him and what's going on with him. And it was because of, which I thought was because of Daredevil, but it was because of the producers that saw him in the Defenders that he got his own show because of that. Which I was like, interesting, because I figured like Daredevil, that would have been the reason, but no. Apparently they saw early stuff of, you know, the footage of how the Defenders was going with the Punisher, and they greenlight his show, and they've already started recording that as well. They already started taping it, so he's doing that. And so I'm excited to see what's going to happen there. It's going to be good. As well as with that, we saw a trailer of The Punisher. And from what I saw, a little bit of descriptions, because I didn't want to like get it all. I wanted to kind of like just wait. The trailer is going to look cool. It's not out yet as of right now, this minute, that I've seen on YouTube. Nothing like that. So it's a bit sad. But the Defenders trailer, that was released. That's stinking awesome. You saw the
trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was really cool. And we got one trailer coming. Defenders trailer, the second one, is out already. So check it on YouTube. And they actually, at Hall H, got a live screening of the first episode. And people have been reviewing it and talking about it already. And they're like, this is amazing. Like, it's everything we've hoped for. It's going to be a great, great season. So that's going to be coming August 18th. So not too far off, really.
August 18th. What is it? Oh, never mind. It's my anniversary.
Oh, okay.
I was like, why does that date sound so familiar?
Yeah.
That's my wedding anniversary.
Well, you know what you're doing that day. And, so I actually took that day off. So I'm fully planning to have, you know, I'll probably, what do they call it, waiter on the way. So, like, I'll have food delivered to me, and I'll have my projector set up. And that way I can just watch all 8 episodes back to back, binge watch, no interruptions. Man. And yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be good. That's what they said to do, because they were talking about it with the panel, because all the cast were there. And a bunch of people are asking stuff, the creators and the writers and stuff. And they're like, is this a binge kind of show? And he's like, yes, it is 8 great episodes that you're going to want to binge watch. Every single one. Like, it's
really?
Yeah.
Then it's all over. Then it's gone for another year.
Not really. Like, we're going to have Punisher.
So it's all gone.
Yeah, but then you can rewatch it over and over again, like I've done in several of them. I have no problem watching it all at once and then rewatching it and then like, wait a second, did that happen in Daredevil? And then watch Daredevil. Yeah, so it's gonna be good. Daredevil or Punisher, I think, is November, but I don't know if we have an official date yet. It's probably gonna come out with that trailer when it releases to the public. Do you have any TV news and stuff?
No, I have no TV news this time around.
Okay. Moving on to movies. Sad thing, Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets. It's a weird name. Mm-hmm. I think that's how it is. Because Planet of 1,000 Cities. Yes. So, City of 1,000 Planets. It's getting bad reviews. I was really hopeful for that. It's the new like sci-fi flick. And it's huge and it looks crazy. It's a visual spectacle and awesomeness. Yeah, a lot of people are like, meh. But maybe that's not the cold, you know, the big time fans. I don't know. I was a little sad to see that. But I still want to watch it sometime soon, hopefully. But yeah, I was a little sad to watch. They hear that the reviews are coming back bad.
I have no desire to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's sci-fi. That's right up your alley.
I know, but I don't know.
Okay. All right. But and other stuff. We did get a new trailer for, yeah, full trailer for a new, I want to say it's a movie, because I don't know if it's a show. I don't think so. I think I'm pretty sure what I've seen so far is that it is a Netflix movie called Bright, and it's a Will Smith movie, and it looks stinking amazing. He is a cop, and it's gonna be super hard to describe it, but he is a, it's in modern times, but there's mythical creatures within modern times, and it's that whole, like, you know, getting over the diversity of that, you know, having fairies and goblins and trolls and stuff like that in this world, and it's really cool. I think it's shot in the setting is LA, so that looks pretty cool, and just to see that contrast of, like, these mythical creatures yet in modern times and dealing with, like, modern type issues. So yeah, it looks really cool. It's Will Smith, so I'm gonna love it. Yeah, watch the trailer. It's Bright, and it's gonna be on Netflix, and I think they said 2018, maybe no, I think I said December. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I recall correctly, December. So yeah, I'm excited for that. And the last, well, I got a few other things, but one of the other things, Doctor Doom. You actually shared me this. Yeah. You showed me this. Doctor Doom movie is in the works. I
forgot about that.
From what I can tell, I think they have a director picked out and maybe a script they're working on or something. I forget the route, like the stages for it, but it's in the works. It's in the process, early stages. Did they give a date yet? 2020 or 2018 maybe?
I'm looking again because okay. I forgot. I got sidetracked with other stuff.
But yeah, from the article that I saw, I think it's the one that you shared.
Yep.
They were talking about, you know, the idea, like, Fantastic Four and how bad it would spend the past three movies, you know, fans-wise and critically-wise. No one's really liked the last three. So they're like, you know what? Let's focus on the villain instead of the hero. And I think that might work. I really do. I think it's going to be good for the Fantastic Four universe. And, yeah, Doctor Doom is a good, good character, and I hope they do it well.
Yeah, it's my favorite one. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, it doesn't have a release date on it. It just, it's one of those things that's
super early on.
Yeah, it's okay. Still in the works.
Okay.
They are talking about, it's rumored of them casting a couple Fantastic Four characters.
Okay.
So
okay.
It might help bring them back into the universe.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, launch from Doctor Doom, because the villains are huge. Like, that's how a hero is, you know, popularity-wise. That's why they're so good, is because of the villain. So that should be interesting to see what happens there. And I hope it's soon, because it should be really good, as long as they do it well and do it like the comic books, because that's where the fans come from. You know, you're not going to get fans of Doctor Doom off the street, some random person going to the movie theater. Oh, this sounds good. No, you have to go from the comic books just like it is. Maybe bring some new stuff to light. Be cool.
Well, it's possible they're going to expand on him a little bit.
Okay.
Says that, talking about the director or the creator of the show, the movie, says instead of focusing on the Fantastic Four, this story will focus on Doctor Doom, who is not just the greatest enemy, but one of the chief antagonists in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, yeah.
So, and this was from Cineblend.
Okay.
On their website.
Yeah, so we'll see that hopefully 2020, maybe 21, 22. 2020 would be great. The sooner the better. But, yeah, TV show-wise, they bring back TV shows, kind of, sort of. DC Comics, their platform. From what I can tell, they haven't released any new updates yet. They probably will over this weekend. So as soon as I see anything, I'll definitely keep you guys posted. But they actually had a Young Justice panel. And as soon as that information gets brought out to the public, I will let you guys know, of course. But they've shown different pictures of different art. And there's new characters they're bringing. Stephanie Brown is coming in the Young Justice. I mean, there's a whole list of them. Do you have anything else? TVs or movies? Well, movies, yeah.
Movies, this is on a lighter note.
Yeah.
They are going to make a live-action remake of Dumbo.
Yes, yeah, I heard about that. I don't know if you can call it lighter note, because Tim Burton is going to be doing it.
Yeah.
So it's still going to be dark.
The cast is Michael Keaton, Eva Green, or maybe Eva Green, and Colin Farrell, along with Danny DeVito.
Yep.
Those are the top ones.
Yeah.
That'll be coming out in 2019.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about that a while back, and it's, Tim Burton is going to be doing it. I'm like, oh my goodness, why? And I think it's, live action, so I don't know. My hopes are not set high for that one, but maybe some people might like it. So there you go. If you're a Tim Burton Dumbo fan, more power to you.
A Tim Burton or a Dumbo fan.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, even better. You get two for one.
Michael Keaton, he's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, he's good. He's super good.
Absolutely. I saw him in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
The movie was decent. I liked it.
I loved it.
He did pretty good on playing his Vulture.
Yeah. The villain part. Yeah. It was huge shock when you found out. Yeah. He's the dad.
The dad of the girlfriend.
I was like, what? Yeah. Oh, man. That was a good
twist. I didn't see coming.
It's good stuff there.
Spoiler.
Yes.
Too late.
Oh, yeah. We warned you. We warned you early. You always know.
Yeah.
But yeah, movie stuff. So moving on to gaming.
It's all yours, brother.
Okay. I'll rapid fire these real quick. Final Fantasy 12 has come out. They did the remake from the PS2 version, now on PS4. Good sales. Really great sales, actually. A lot of people loving it, so that's always good. And I'm excited that it's doing good. I haven't bought it yet. I probably will here soon. We'll see what happens with that. Destiny 2 is actually this weekend. So by the time you've actually been listening to this already, you've already missed it, or you enjoyed lots and lots of hours of it. But yeah, Destiny 2, open beta is going on now. And from what I've seen, Twitch stream and whatnot, it looks really fun. It looks pretty cool. Graphics are phenomenal, as you would expect. So hopefully you got a chance to check that out if you actually like Destiny. Magic the Gathering, their newest set, Amonkhet, has officially hit the shelves. It's out. Done all the drafting, done all the pre-order stuff, pre-release stuff. It's done. The new set is out, and we'll see what happens standard-wise for this season and what decks will be top dog and what decks will, you know, just be fun and done. And last but not least, Pokemon Go. Talked about it a lot. Probably talked your ears off by now, Pokemon Go. But this weekend, again, by the time you listen to this, it would have already happened. So hopefully, by the time you listen to this and you're a fan, we have access to legendary Pokemon. Because there's a Pokemon Go Fest in Chicago. Originally, tickets were $20 a piece. They sold out within minutes. Minutes, like not even a whole hour. Within minutes, these tickets sold out for $20 a piece. That makes sense. It was a steal. And then you can go on eBay and buy them for about $200-$300 on up.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's insane. So they were a little bit sad about that. They're like, that was not our intentions, but we know how many people we could have. And so because of the space, because of the way we're doing it, we were kind of limited. So yeah, they're just like, it couldn't really be helped, but this is their first event. So they didn't know what was going to happen. So with events going on all day today, Saturday, hopefully I'll be able to get some time in to take part of the global event. And if so, if we succeed on the global event, I won't bore you with all the facts and figures, but if we succeed, a legendary Pokemon will get unleashed in Chicago. And then if they succeed in defeating it, then tomorrow, from what I can tell, it's a mystery thing I keep saying, but it's pretty much a known fact. But tomorrow, being Sunday, we have an all-day global event going on, in which I believe we'll have that legendary Pokemon show up a lot more frequently than what we will in the future, because if we succeed today at the global event, then legendary Pokemon will get released, but it will be super rare, and it'll be really hard to get, and almost impossible, as it should be. They're pretty tough, you know, Pokemon to get. We'll see what happens Sunday. They haven't released much data behind it, but hopefully, as a global community, we can do this. I know the popularity has dropped down a lot. If you're still a fan of it, hopefully you are going to get a legendary Pokemon here soon. So, that's all I got for gaming.
I have nothing for games.
Okay, no crap.
Not this time around.
Yeah, no problem. But, as always, check us out on Podomatic, iTunes. Check us on iTunes first, then Podomatic, and then you can share us on iTunes. So yes, check us on iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play Store. We're all over the place. Blueberry, blackberry, cheesecake. We're all over the place. Cheesecake. Oh,
blueberry cheesecake. Blueberry cheesecake.
Yeah, we should have that. We should make that app. But blueberry, we're there as well. You know, any place on an app, wherever you are. Of course, you listen to us already. So hopefully, you know where to find us.
Yes, download us wherever you get your podcast.
Yes.
From.
Yep. And subscribe. Yeah, tell people. Subscribe. Yes, please. So, iTunes, of course, we love it. And if you want to just do it easily, just send people to allaccessnerds.com/subscribe. Easy buttons there. They click, you clack, you can't miss them. They're bold and colorful and pretty. I didn't make them. Somebody else did. But they look great. So share that link with all your friends, please. We would love it. As always, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nick. Signing off, go forth and do great things.